Tomorrow night, NBC is presenting the season finale of I'll Fly Away. This dramatic series is in its second season and probably its last. TV critic David Bianculli expects NBC to cancel the series, but for now, David's in a heavy state of denial.
Maybe you haven't heard that music before. Apparently, a lot of people haven't, because I'll Fly Away is way down there in the ratings pile. Last week, it was ranked 85th out of 97 shows. But that's the theme music to I'll Fly Away, and the theme of today's sermon is a simple prayer that I'll Fly Away won't fly away. Let's put things in perspective here. It's not that TV audiences won't sit still for quality shows. Roseanne and Cheers and 60 Minutes are all in the top 10. And even such quirky acquired tastes as Northern Exposure are doing well. But an awful lot of how a show does in the ratings depends on where it's placed and how it's promoted. Seinfeld is going to get a lot more viewers tonight when it starts following Cheers than it did when it was up against ABC's Home Improvement on Wednesdays. I'll Fly Away on Friday nights has had real problems attracting an audience. One reason is the fact that it's an ongoing serial-type drama, and those don't do well on weekends. Just ask the makers of China Beach or Twin Peaks. I'll Fly Away is set in the 50s in the Deep South and explores the civil rights movement through the eyes of a white lawyer and his African-American housekeeper. Sam Waterston and Regina Taylor star, and their characters and those of their friends and families have been through more changes already in the short two seasons of I'll Fly Away than most TV characters do in their fictitious lifetimes. They've changed jobs and allegiances, they've lost loved ones and gained self-respect, and the changes have come slowly as the characters reassess their relationships, their goals, and their prejudices. And scenes like this one, where a judge imposes some harsh sentences on black high school kids who staged a peaceful demonstration, are anything but dated at a time when we're dealing with the racial ramifications of Rodney King and Marge Schott.
The citizens of Breland County have a right to live in a peaceable manner. When that peace is disturbed, and continues to be disturbed in flagrant disregard for repeated requests by authorities to cease and vacate private property, it becomes an insult of a grievous nature to the community and is deserving of punishment to the full extent of the law. In the matter of Robert Evans, you are sentenced to 180 days in Breland County Juvenile Hall. Damon Hollins, who at the time of arrest was 18, is sentenced to 1 year in the state prison. That's enough of that. Any more comment, you'll find yourself spending the night in my jail, yeah?
I'll Fly Away is too good to lose. But even Don Olmeyer, the guy who became NBC's newest programming executive this week, has sort of dismissed I'll Fly Away as a 12-share show, referring to its low audience share. Well, here are two things for Don Olmeyer to keep in mind. One is that the one-hour drama series is becoming an endangered species, with news magazines taking over instead. 48 Hours beats Law & Order, Primetime Live beats L.A. Law, Maria Shriver beat Civil Wars last week, and 2020 trounces both Picket Fences and I'll Fly Away. So expectations ought to be a little lower. The other thing is, it ought to be the job of TV's producers to make the best shows possible, and of the networks to find a way to bring audiences to them. A decade ago, that partnership worked at NBC with such shows as Hill Street Blues and Cheers, which took years to build an audience. In the 90s, the makers of I'll Fly Away have done their part. Now, it's NBC's turn.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post and author of Teleliteracy, Taking Television Seriously.